tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Finally, the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-300-5254. That's 1-800-300-5254.
Take advantage of the bonus savings day summer event at Firestone Complete Auto Care. And get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ooh, push that button.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Special day today. Special day for us, special day for our guest. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. There's something special going on out here at Westport. There's a bunch of those. Dan described them as Bonnie and Clyde cars. That's a good way to put it because I don't know old cars.
Yeah, I don't either.
Man, there's a bunch of these.
Really? I didn't see those.
Yeah, oh. Big running boards and spoke wheels and the Bonnie and Clyde thing. So welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is June 5th.
Whoa.
My wedding anniversary.
Oh.
I contemplated taking the whole day off, but then I remembered tomorrow is the day I'll need the rest.
Oh, yeah.
That's the right. Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the show. Now, I heard somebody laugh in the background. Oh, that's right. We have a guest. Let me explain who we have in the studio. And Jose Hernandez called and is not going to be able to make it today. So what I'm thinking is maybe if our guest can stay over, this could be an opportunity to do a segment we haven't done before. And I think, wow, this is a good time to do it the way things are in the world. Today is the actual last day that Jack Plummer will be the chief of police in Kirkwood. He retires today. Would you please welcome, because he's right here next to me, Kirkwood Police Chief Jack Plummer.
I'm great, thank you.
Does it feel scary? Does it feel great? Does it? Because I'll never get to retire, so I'm not going to know what that feels like.
It feels a little bit awkward right now.
Yeah. Maybe it's because your pants are unzipped. I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but they're always unzipped.
Are they?
Okay. Well.
Now, I'm just going to, as I think of things to ask you, because there's no set of written questions here, and I hope I don't stumble anything you don't want to talk about, but you have been a... And does the word cop bother you? It didn't bother you, did it?
No, not at all.
You've been a cop for 43 years, just under 43 years.
Right.
You were with St. Louis County and then became the chief at Kirkwood 18 years ago, correct?
Right.
Now, will they do something for you today, like the gold watch thing or a badge you get to keep forever? What do they do when somebody has done this as long as you?
They had something over at the train station last week, invited citizens. It was on Friday evening. That turned out nice.
What'd they do? What was it?
Well, they said hello, thank you, and threw me out, basically.
But wow, that sounds like radio. That's radio business.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, I've been with the station for 42 years. See ya!
Yeah, but they don't say thank you.
No, they don't. No. They just say, we'll escort you to your desk to get your things.
We've changed directions.
Now, do you have some sort of extended lifetime privilege to pack heat, as they say, or any of that stuff? I would think you do.
Yeah, you can do that. Be honest about it, I only wear a gun even at this point when I feel like I need to.
Yeah. Which, in this day and age, is it like every day?
You're like Andy Griffith.
It's a fair amount.
Yeah. Now, what will you do? Have you decided? How old are you? Can I ask you how old you are?
Sure.
How old are you?
68, September. Okay.
What will you do? Have you planned out something? Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been married?
42 years.
Amateur. Mm. I call that amateur.
46 today for me.
Well, my wife retired on Thursdays.
Good timing.
We retire together.
So, I know in some marriages, the wife, and this is going to sound weird, tells the husband what to do. I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that guys do what their wives tell them. Has she said, all right, Jack, here's where we're going. And then next year, has she done any of that?
No.
Mapped it out for you?
Not at all.
Lucky.
Because she knows he was the chief.
Oh,
he's the chief still, but runs the household.
I always say there are some professions you have, and if you have one of these professions, whenever there's a group of people together at a gathering, everybody flocks to these people because they have 1,000 questions. Other occupations, nobody has any questions. And when they say, so what do you do? And you say, I'm an accountant. They go, okay, nice to see you. And they go to somebody else. But if you say, I'm an airline pilot, I'm a police officer, I'm a doctor, all right? Ooh, they want to know a bunch of stuff. What do you think is the question that you get from most people about being a cop?
Well, most of the time it has to do with, well, what should I do about a ticket?
A ticket,
something along that line. And that's the usual question. And usually I just tell them they can either go pay it or they can give me
some
money.
They want you to say, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they think you can, even when they got it somewhere else.
Right. And, I tell them they can give me the money and I'll take it for them.
Oh,
that's the two
nice.
Options.
That's nice. Do you have any radio questions? You've been listening for, he's been listening for like 18 years.
Long
time.
Wow.
This show. Do you have any questions about what we do?
It's massive, but I don't. It's just been fun listening and watching.
Would you explain to people how overwhelming it is when you walk in here and how much there is to do that you never realized there was?
The tension's unbearable. You can almost cut it with a knife.
Now, Chief, what do you make of every day when we close the show, unless we're running late, and that's often, but most every day, we get a chance to tell people to thank a police officer, him or her, every day. And I do it. I'm not going to ask people to do anything I wouldn't do. Do you agree with me that I don't see any way out of this mess we're in? I don't see how we are going to be able to fix this cop hate, anti-police, anti-government. Do you have any idea why this happened, when it happened, and how to fix it?
Well, as far as fixing it, it's not going to be fixed for a long time, if at all.
It's like race relations. I say that's not going to be fixed in our lifetime.
And one of the things that we've had good luck with, though, is we sit down with everybody. People want to know about police training. We invite citizens to the police training so they can see it and experience part of it. But the whole issue now has so much momentum.
Yeah.
I mean, literally worldwide, that I wish I could say something positive.
No, but it's like a runaway train. It's just,
right.
It's almost too late.
That's what I think it is right now.
And the knucklehead cops that do things like shoot a kid in the back when he's walking away, my goodness, what are they thinking? I mean, that's all we need, because that's what makes the news. Rarely does a good story get on the news. It has to be extraordinary.
Well, there's some people in our business that carry a badge, but I don't call them cops. I call them jackasses with a badge.
Mm.
We don't
like
need them in
business. Did you have any of those on your force?
I did.
You weed them out.
And, sir.
And this is, let me guess, this is the guy or woman, and usually a guy fits this description, who became a cop to wield some power, bully people, have some authority, get some perks, not really to help anybody.
Yeah, and that's what you see normally.
Yep. Yeah. Well, when you say normally, you see that normally in the bad cop.
Correct, right. Yeah, the overwhelming police officers are they do just terrific work, and they're wonderful, fine people, and all they want to do is try to help the society. But they're the ones that aren't, they just need to go away.
Now, I'm going to read your buddy Dave Doctor. Is the guy who called to my attention that you were going to be retiring. Now, hang on here, because I know. Here we go. I'll read you Dave's email to me and how this got started. He said, Dear Frank, I'm the retired county cop that spoke with you a couple of months ago about getting the almost retired Kirkwood Police Chief Jack Plummer on your program. His last day is June 5th, and he's really looking forward to retirement. Let me check. I think that's today. Well, what do you know? What a coincidence. That's today. He has some great plans for the future of Backstoppers, which I know he'd like to share with you. He always has good stories to tell. Some or many, which are best told in private. Oh, I think I know some of those. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes. He worked at Singles County Police Department for 20 years, reached the mayor rank of major, and then he says, with my help. He's trying to take some of the spotlight here. Says he then took the position of police chief in Kirkwood and has been there for almost 18 years. He is a special guy. He is a policeman's policeman, as they say. I approached him about coming on your show, and he was very excited. Well, first of all, let me stop. Dave, if you're listening, you don't invite people to come on our show. That, you know, that's my job. But he basically...
So he kind of got it done, though.
He did get it done. Yeah. And he says, if the opportunity is available to visit with the gang, he's ready to go. And then he gives me his contact information and yours, Dave Doctor. And he misspelled Doctor, D-O-C-T-E-R. See, he should have spelled his own name or his parents when he was born. Changed the name and spelled it the right way. What I thought we could do, simply because now we have more time than I thought we had, since Jose can't make it today, is look at the phones. I know people always have questions for police officers. I don't know how many people know a police officer personally or have one in the family. If you have a police officer in the family, you can ask, well, what's the academy like? Who's the biggest jerk in the police department? Who's the good guy? But if you don't know one personally, and stop for speeding doesn't qualify, you don't have an informal personal relationship. What I thought would be interesting would be in a few minutes we take some calls.
Sure.
And what I ask of the audience is... this guy's his last day. It's retirement. Let's be nice, all right? Don't call up here. Yeah, what time this cop is really a bully? And, okay, if you have a story like that, and I do, I have a couple of cops that were really out of line. So what? I mean, that's that bad apple out of 800 bushels. If you have legitimate questions, like you mentioned the academy.
Right.
My understanding of the police academy is it's if you go full-time, it's 6 months. Is that right?
Right.
It's 40 hours a week.
Right.
You can do it as a night course and go for a year.
Correct.
So they have the academy classes for even people with full-time jobs.
They have a number of academies in the area now, and some of them are part-time in the evening. Uh-huh. Right.
Now, what do you think the percentage is now of female cops?
Oh, I would say 10%.
Okay, that's
from my observations. About 10%.
Would have guessed. As chief in Kirkwood, did you have to buy your own handgun? I'm just as things off the top of my head. I think, did you have to buy your own handgun?
No, none. There's city purchases.
Are there not some departments where they make them buy their own guns?
They have to buy everything in some departments.
That's not right.
It's not.
And your salary was never right either. Let me just say that. I don't know what you make right now, but it's not enough.
Well, the officers are the ones who, quite frankly, are underpaid more than the chiefs.
Why is that?
It's just there's one chief on each department. There's multiple officers, and
but why do you think in this country we and I do understand the difference between a professional athlete and a police officer. A professional athlete is somebody who's making somebody else a lot of money. Right. When you make somebody else a lot of money, you're gonna get a nice chunk of that usually.
Correct.
But just because police officers aren't selling anything and making the company a lot of money, there has to be a way to pay them what they deserve. I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime either.
No, it won't. And one of the biggest problems now isn't just the salary. It's the medical insurance and things. We have people that continue to work as police officers strictly for medical benefits.
And some police departments are self-insured.
Them are, right?
Yeah. Dan, you have a question for the chief?
No.
You're not a gun guy. You're not really a... Dan, did you have a question? Oh, he's on the phone. Hang on a second. When you get off of that call, if you have a question for the chief before we break, let me know. What kind of weapon?
Everybody does except this person I'm talking to now.
Well, ask him if they can scoot aside and let these people talk to you. Oh, let me give some numbers here. This will be... What? Oh, he forgot Thursday night.
No, I have, there's like five calls lined up here.
Okay, I didn't give the numbers. Let me give you the phone numbers. We'll take a couple calls, take a break, come back. And I like this. This is going to be interesting. I say it's going to be interesting. Maybe it's not. I don't know. We'll see. Star KTRS for most cell phones. That's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. What was your service weapon as of today?
It's a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson.
.40 caliber is a nice round.
Right.
Fat enough. Enough punch is not going, but it's not going to go through three people and kill somebody behind them. Yeah,
that's correct.
I had a long talk today with a guy who came to my house to deliver something, and he had bought his first home defense handgun.
Right.
And I said, "You're going to shoot a lot?" He goes, "No, no." I said, "What'd you get?" And he told me what I got. I said, "Well, you bought the wrong thing. I hate to tell you, he bought a semi-automatic, no hammer, no safety." I said, "That's a mistake."
Yes, it is.
And I, you know, I try to tell people, I don't claim to be the world's greatest authority, but I got a lot of guns and I'm a good shot. And I've had a handgun since I was 12 years old. And I say this to anybody, unless you're going to shoot regularly, even if it's every 3 months, get a small 38 special revolver.
That's right.
That's what you should get.
That's exactly the right gun.
No safety to worry about. Is it in the chamber? Is it not? Blah, 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 blah. You want to take some calls?
Pull the trigger and it shoots.
You want to take some calls?
Sure.
It is the last day for this guy to be on duty as the chief of police in Kirkwood, Missouri. Your calls are welcome. We will start with Paul. Paul, how are you?
Oh, didn't punch up there.
Hang on. Let me do it again. Isn't this brand new equipment? No, it's the same equipment we always got. All right, let's try. Paul, are you there?
No, nothing.
What the heck? Hold on here. This is Paul. No, he's gone. Oh, how about that? All right, now, there you go. Paul, you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for taking my call, Frank.
Thanks for calling. Say hi to Chief Plummer.
Hello, Chief.
Hi, how are you?
Jack, this is Paul Glickert from U-City.
Oh, okay.
Frank, Jack and I were classmates in the police academy in 1974.
Okay.
So we have a history. I just wanted to say congratulations to the chief, and also that I am in the PM.
Oh, that's good. Actually, you got the order wrong. First, you're in the PM, and then congratulations to the PM.
I understand.
And how long have you been a police officer?
I was in University City for 31 years. I retired in 2003.
And are you married?
I am.
Does your wife tell you what to do now that you're retired?
Absolutely not. And as a matter of fact,
he's lying. she's not listening.
No, of course not. When we first started dating, I'd already been on the police department for 6 years. And I pretty much asked her that never ask me what I do or what I will have done for that particular day. Because of
it's not pretty.
the volatility of the job.
Yeah.
And she pretty much agreed. But then when we would get together with other policemen at parties or social functions and things like that,
she'd hear stories.
She would hear stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, on the ride home, she would say, "Well, you never told me about that." And I said, "Well, I never tell you about anything."
That's the way, sometimes that's the way you have to do it, because otherwise they'll just go crazy.
Absolutely.
And worry all the time. Hey, thank you for calling in for the chief. I appreciate it.
Thanks, again, Paul. Jack, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul. This is Don. Don, how are you?
Oh, I'm AM in the PM, Frank.
Good way to be. Say hi to Chief Jack Plummer. Last day on the job as the chief of Kirkwood.
I knew that, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You know who this is?
Yes, I do.
I love you.
Who is it? Who is it, Jack?
Don Schroeder.
Don Schroeder. Don, a police officer?
Don? No.
No.
I will tell you a story, though.
I love stories.
Frank, I think I emailed you one time when things were going on in Ferguson that my son was a Kirkwood police officer.
Okay.
And now, Jack, not to steal your thunder, the reason he became one was because of one Dave Doctor.
Oh.
And Dave, from familiarity through his wife, my wife and her had worked together. And Dave would come by the house with his county. He was in the county at that time. My son, Michael, would sit up in the car, and, he was stuck. And he was fortunate enough to meet Jack Plummer and get through the academy. Jack's a wonderful man. I was fortunate enough to meet his wife and You know, just through doing some small things around the house and whatnot, you know, because that's what I did. I did air conditioning and heating, and it became a real good friendship. I didn't know my son would blossom into such a wonderful kid that he did.
Isn't that a great feeling? I have three fantastic kids. That's a great. That is my single, only really great accomplishment, I think. You have to feel good about that.
It is. It is. And I owe a lot of it to Jack Plummer, Dave Doctor, and the wonderful police officers and police women in Kirkwood. Because of my wife's illness and the way we are here right now, we were not able to attend Saturday's retirement, Jack, and I'm sorry about that. I wanted so much to be there, but I'm also happy. You both got to retire together, and it's like I told you at my son's wedding, I get emotional when I speak from my heart.
Okay.
There's true love here. And I thank you so much for your service in Kirkwood through all those difficult times. You're a strong man. You always were. I hated to see you leave, as I'm sure others did. But always remain a true friend. That's wonderful.
Don, what a terrific call. A call like that. Most people don't hear from somebody like that. Most people, I don't think, do. Thank you. I thank you, Don.
Thank you, Frank. And Jack, I love you, man.
Thank you.
I get the feeling, is his wife passed away? Did she pass
She's
away?
Very ill right now.
She's just very ill.
Right.
And when he said you were able to retire together, I gathered that they weren't.
That's correct.
That guy admires you, obviously, a lot.
Well, his son is just one of the best policemen I've seen ever. His dealings with people and his ability to get information, which is the most important part of our job to begin with,
yeah, speak up,
is uncanny.
There you go. Pull that thing down a little. It'll help. Well, what is his son's name?
Michael. And right now, he works part of the Kirkwood Police Department, but he's detached to the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Okay.
And he's been with them for about a year and a half, I think, or 2 years. And we work with them on a regular basis, and we have officers assigned down there. And one of my interests in that is I tell DEA, I send you my best people. When they come back, I want them better.
No.
And that's what we get.
Let me just ask the audience for something here. Thank you for letting us deviate. It's just all jokes and funny stories. I am happy to give up a chunk of time here to take calls from people so that Chief Plummer and was it Don?
Don.
And Dave Doctor and every cop listening, you need to be able to hear what 98% of people think about you and how we feel about you. Because if you turn on the news or read the paper, you're going to think everybody has decided that cops are the worst people in the world. It's not true. We don't think that. So if you can hang on and keep listening, I think you're going to hear some great stories, and I think Jack's probably got a couple of good stories. And then you'll start to realize that these people are human beings. They are people. They have wives and kids and family, parents and sons and daughters, and they go home to dinner and they take vacation. The only difference between them and us, and by the way, the bad cop thing, that doesn't make them any difference than us. There are lots of bad people in other jobs, okay? Probably a greater percentage than there are police officers. So except for the uniform and the fact that they're in danger a lot of the time, they're just like the rest of us. Except the rest of us don't decide to take jobs where we know for the entire career we're going to be underpaid and that it's dangerous and that we're going to get spit on occasion, called names. We don't take that job. Give me another. What are my other options? I'll pass on that. They didn't pass. They took it. And I just think it's time that somebody gave them a chance to hear from people who don't hate them, and that's just about everybody.
Well, I've got a description that I tell people frequently about being in law enforcement, and this is an accurate description. I was with St. Louis County a number of years ago. In the morning, one of the insurance companies had produced a lot of baseball cards. I mean, hundreds of thousands of them. The officers would hand out the baseball cards to the younger kids. Mm-hmm. And on the same block, they're handing out baseball cards. And later on, in the early evening, there was a shooting. And the officer managed to get up behind the person with the gun and basically was prepared and threatened to kill him if he didn't put the gun down. So in the morning, we're asking somebody to hand out baseball cards. In the evening, we're asking them to kill another human being if that's what they need to do. That's a hell of a lot of a difference.
That's a tremendous difference.
Yes.
But police officers do what they have to do, but in many cases, they do things they don't really have to do. That are above and beyond. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to take one more call and then take a break, get some business out of the way, come back and talk with you some more. And after the 4 o'clock news, that'll give you time to go down the hall and get another fresh cup of that delicious water we offer people. And then we can pick up and take some more calls. But I'm going to talk to Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. Say hi to Chief Plummer.
Hey, Chief.
Hello.
Tom AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I just want to tell Chief, thank you. I'm a combat veteran of the Army. I served in Afghanistan, and I want to thank you and all your other officers and every officer out there for everything you do.
That's very nice.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
It is not an issue, and I'm not a police officer. I'm actually a truck driver, and I'm actually driving by Westport right now. So,
blow your horn. Blow your horn right now.
There it is. I'm waving at you.
We're waving back, but you can't see us.
All right. Well, I just wanted to thank you, Chief, for all your service, everything you've done, all the years you've given, and I want to thank your family as well for putting up with all your everything for all the years.
That's very nice, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, it's no problem. You all have a good day, and I'll continue listening, Frank.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
All right.
We're with Chief Jack Plummer. This is his last day after almost 43 years as a police officer in the St. Louis area. First stint at, actually, with the county police longer than you were with.
Yes.
Kirkwood, about 18 years. So you can call him and ask him questions, not as the chief of Kirkwood, and they don't have to be Kirkwood-related or even chief-related, just as a police officer, what his take is on whatever. We're okay with that. Let's do some business, then we can come back and talk to a whole lot of people because we got a lot of calls coming in. Now, Chief, I'm about to do a commercial for the Good Feet store. Did you ever, you're on your feet a lot? Is there a period of time in training where they make you walk the beat, as they say, and you're on your feet a lot?
Well, there's a lot of time when you're on your feet, right?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Good Feet store?
Sure have.
Yeah. I would think that a lot of people think, well, I don't have a job where I'm not a post woman or man and have to walk house to house, or I'm not a police officer on the beat. You don't have to be. You could sit most of the day and still have an uneven or unequal weight distribution issue with your feet. So what the Good Feet people do is they fit you with an arch support. When I say fit you, they don't mold, they have to come back and get it. They have hundreds of them. So what they'll do is they'll change just very slightly. They'll redistribute that weight with a simple arch support. It's not going to hurt, and you're not going to get up and walk funny. In fact, nobody else will notice the difference, but if this works the way it should for you, you will. Right there in the store, you'll get up, and you'll take a few steps, and you will feel the difference, and you will notice that, ooh, that uncomfortable whatever it was, I already know, it's not there. Then you know you've gone to the right place. Now, unfortunately, not everybody can find the answer there, but a lot of people do.
Well, we shopped there, and it's a very good store. They put out a good product, and the people know what they're doing.
A personal endorsement from Kirkwood Police Chief Jack Plummer for the Good Feet stores. There are two. You don't need an appointment, by the way. There are two in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, sort of catty cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet stores. Don't go away. We'll come back. We'll take as many calls as we can, even into 4 o'clock, because Jose's not able to join us today. We're celebrating the retirement of Chief Jack Plummer of Kirkwood, and not celebrating just his retirement, but his 43 years of being a police officer in the St. Louis area. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And I will ask a teaser question going into the break, and then he can answer it coming back. Were you the chief of police when they caught Michael Devlin? So we can talk about that.
I know that name. Well, we'll let that simmer a little bit.
Sean Hornbeck and Ben
Ownby. That's right. Don't answer now. This is how we keep them on the edge of their seats.
All right. Here is Tim Weiland with a check on traffic.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because years ago, I forget who, the couple of the morning show people, but the guy, whoever was hosting the show at KTRS there, called, introduced me as Tim Devlin.
That's just great.
I know. They were talking about that story and that, and they go, well, here's traffic with Tim Devlin.
Well, that has to go back to when KTRS's morning show wasn't any good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Long time ago.
Hey, you've got an accident there. We're still working on westbound Highway 70 just before the Blanchette Bridge. The right lane is blocked. Traffic already back to St. Charles Rock Road. They just now cleared an accident on westbound 70 at Highway 79. You had a couple mattresses in the roadway on eastbound Highway 270 before West Florissant. Those have been cleared, but the traffic now already slowing from McDonald through West Florissant. You do have a little slow pocket on southbound 270 right at Manchester, and eastbound 40 downtown traffic is now slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They are your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And the world.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno, California.
Aaron Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Big 550.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Lenters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
KTRS. Depend on it.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite capped with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living, or Outdoor Living Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
There are a lot of reasons the foundation of your home is settling and cracking, and there are a lot of reasons PermaJack is the way to stop the sinking before the damage gets worse. PermaJack, the patented system engineered to support any size building on hydraulically driven steel piers. PermaJack offers flexibility other methods can't match. Each installation is tailored exactly to the building size and strength. A large excavation isn't needed for PermaJack, so the piers can be installed wherever necessary without large crews and heavy equipment. In fact, in states where homes have basements, PermaJack is installed from inside as well as outside the foundation. Other systems can't be tested. They can continue to sink with the surrounding soil. But each PermaJack installation is tested to ensure foundation stability. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta-potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
The Belmont Stakes, the third jewel of racing's Triple Crown, the ultimate test for three-year-olds, a mile and a half at Belmont Park on June the 10th. This is Jay Randolph. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman for a preview of the Belmont on Friday evening, June the 9th at 6:30. Del Mar Gardens, Taco Bell, and Fairmont Park present an informative half hour of horse talk. It's a wide open event, analysis and selection, Friday at 6:30 on the Big 550.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, Family Dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
When the Big 550 KTRS needed electrical work done, they went with Strive Company. You should, too. For your electrical, media, and security needs, join the tribe and go with Strive.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
All right, we're going to get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, they're only blocking the acceleration lane now on westbound 70, the ramp from the Earth City Expressway before the Blanchet Bridge. Also, you've got some heavy traffic now developing in westbound Highway 40 out around Highway N through Prospect. And then we're looking a little bit slower now on southbound 270 from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Staples. It is your office from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hi, thank you, Tim. We're with Kirkwood Police Chief Jack Plummer. Today is his last day. He retires today. And I see your calls. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back to you. I want to get some stuff done so we can talk. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for 25 years, give or take a couple of months. There, are you a homeowner, Chief?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been? People in Kirkwood seem to, when you talk to them, always, we've lived there for 35 years. How long have you been in your house?
We've been in our house about 12 years. Okay. We've lived in St. Charles for a long time.
Yeah, but Kirkwood's one of those places where they get people there and they love it, and they're there and they
stay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, till they're no longer around. American Equity Mortgage, I would imagine, has done plenty of mortgages for people who bought homes in Kirkwood, as well as not, I was going to say all over St. Louis. How about all over the country? And they started here 25 years ago, and that's when they started with us. They've been with us ever since. So if you need a mortgage, please, please remember American Equity. Please remember to tell them your AM and the PM. And remember, too, that you may have a mortgage or own the home outright. That makes you a homeowner, and that's a good thing to be when you want to borrow money for things that come along that you just don't have the money for. It's called a home equity loan. They'll show you how it works. They've done it for a lot of people. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Hey, and before you go back to the phones, you were chief when Michael Devlin was caught, correct,
yes.
Chief? Okay. So we can wait until 4 o'clock, I guess, since we have all these calls. And maybe he can
talk
get
about
into
that.
It.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Because it was thrust into the national spotlight.
And the thing we also have to talk about is the horrible Kirkwood City Council shooting.
Yeah.
We have to get to that. But I want to get to these people first. Michael, thank you for being so patient. Say hi to Chief Plummer.
Hey, Chief Plummer, God bless you on your retirement. Thanks for taking the call. I'm calling on behalf of my son, Taylor, who's a few weeks ready for his graduation at the Jeff City Academy. And both of us are AM and the PM.
There you go. You don't want to forget that.
Yeah, Taylor used to listen to the show on the way back from his high school. Anyway, my question is to you is, what would you say to him as a soon-to-be graduate or anybody else that's thinking about getting into the business? Now, I will say up front, now, Taylor has had, he had one small little misdemeanor, kind of like a road rage thing he had to clear up and to be able to get into the academy. So, but he's passionate about the business. He dropped 3 years of engineering type education to get into law enforcement. So what would you say to him? Because I'm going to pass the recording on to him. Besides, be easy on your dad when you pull him over.
Well, that's the top of the list, though.
Well, I'm not sure that happens to begin with.
We'll hang up and let you listen. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
All right, what would you say?
But at this point in time, years ago, that would have been a problem. Over the last 20 years, things have changed. If it's a misdemeanor and it's not, we'll just take it to his word that it's not a bad situation. That won't interfere at all.
Now, what would you say to him? Here would be my question. He's about to become a full-blown police officer. What advice would you give him? Because when I got in this business, there was a guy that I didn't know very well. He was one of the three biggest guys in the radio business in St. Louis. His name was Bob Hardy. And Bob Hardy, who I barely knew, called me. I don't even know how he knew to call. I got my number. I thought, how could this guy even know who I am? And he said, I'm going to give you one word. I'll never forget this. He said, this is my advice to you in the radio business, and it's one word, credibility. Don't ever forget that, because if you lose that, you're not going to make it.
But that fits right in. The best thing for this young man to do would be to look at the departments that are very solid, and you look at how they operate, and is that type of policing that they do fit in with you as an individual? And considering, you know, a lot of the housing shifts and all that, some of the departments out in West in St. Charles County, they're going to grow crazy like crazy. And a young man to get into a department that has growth possibilities, that's a smart move.
All right. There you go. Let's go to, how much time do we have? We can get another one in here. Steve, thank you for holding. Say hi to Chief Jack Plummer.
Hello, Chief. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thanks for all your years of service.
Thank you.
I have five relatives who are police officers, and quick story was I rode with my brother 35 years ago on a domestic dispute. Came to the door, which from what I understand is one of the worst things a police officer can go into, a situation, of course, where the woman didn't want to press charges once he got there. And the guy standing at the door with a wife beater T-shirt on, calling my brother everything but a white man. And my brother kept his composure, let the guy scream and holler at him for 20 minutes. My brother looked at him and said, sir, are you finished now? He said, yes, I am, screaming at him. And he said, all I'm going to say to you is if I have to come to this address again, I'm going to run you in. I don't care what your wife says. I'm running you in for something. And I have had that. My respect for him went up 1,000 times after listening to this guy scream at him for 20 minutes. And then he very calmly just asked him, sir, are you finished now? So I don't think people have any idea what you guys have to put up with day in and day out.
No, I mean, that's true. And that's very typical, unfortunately.
I got pulled over by an Illinois State Police officer for speeding. And he said, sir, do you know how fast you were going? I said, no, sir. You don't know how fast you were going? I said, no, sir. I was just trying to keep up with the flow of traffic. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. He looked at me and he handed me my license back. You know, if you weren't so polite, I would have given you a ticket.
No, Steve, it works. It absolutely works. They're expecting an argument.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you don't give it to them, sometimes it really pays off.
He was shocked that I was so polite because I was speeding. I knew I was speeding. What can I say? But thanks for your service, Chief. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Sir.
Thanks for calling. What do you think, Peon? Break? All right, folks, here's my advice to you. If you're on, keep your place. Hold. Go get some crackers or something and ginger ale. And I don't know why I even said crackers and ginger ale. Who would do that? Who would get ice cream? And then stay where you are. Hold your place in line. For the rest of you, we're going to do some news, take a break, and in the next 10 minutes or so, I would call for most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. In Chesterfield Valley, there's a store with a copper dome. Chief, have you ever been to Amini's in Chesterfield Valley?
Yes, I have.
Why did you go there? To buy something? To look around? Or
we bought a couple chairs here.
And make it so the audience can't hear this. Say that you went there because of me. Okay, you can turn my mic on. Right. Why'd you go there?
I went there because of Frank Opinion.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I only shop on places that Frank promotes.
I didn't expect that. Thank you. Wow, that was unsolicited. Amini's is not only unusual on the outside, it's unusual on the inside, and it's fun on the inside, and it's not just fun. Area rugs. Carpeting is all, but I'm sorry, carpet sellers, it's not dead, but boy, oh boy, hardwood, tile, it's all come back. But on top of that, then people put carpet. They'll put an area rug, machine-made or handmade. There is no bigger selection, no more beautiful selection than the, my goodness, hundreds, maybe thousands of rugs at Amini's. Lighting, look, your wife is going to like the store. Your kids are going to like it. Your grandparents are going to like it. Even if you all scatter in different directions. Dad goes to the pool tables and the pinball machines, and the kids go to the arcade games. Mom goes upstairs to look at lighting. Patio furniture, my goodness, the best that's sold in the world. And you go, well, we priced some patio furniture somewhere else. It was less. Yeah, there's a lot of lower price stuff. It's crap, some of it. Some of it's mediocre. Amini's doesn't sell either. They sell the best of the best. In the heart of Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. It is the last day on the job for Chief Jack Plummer, the Kirkwood Police Department. We'll be back.